Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 6. The Bride as the Corporate Warrior. Wednesday, Related Verses. Ephesians 1, 5, 9, and 11. 5. Predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. 9. Making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself. 11. In whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Matthew 12:26 and 28. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? But if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. Revelation 20:4 and 6. 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and of those who had not worshipped the beast nor his image and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Revelation 21:2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Related reading. In the universe there are three wills: the divine will, the satanic will, and the human will. God's will, being self-existing, is eternal, uncreated. As created beings, the angels also have a will. One of these angels, an archangel, was appointed by God to rule the universe that existed before the creation of Adam. Because of his high position and his beauty, this archangel became proud. This pride gave rise to an evil intention, which became the satanic will. Therefore, in addition to God's intention, God's will, there is a second intention, a second will. For now the satanic will is set against God's will. All warfare has its source in this conflict of wills. The controversy in the universe began with the rebellion of the archangel against God. That rebellion was the beginning of all the fighting that is now taking place among nations, in society, in the family, and in individuals. For example, you may experience an inner warfare between your reason and your lust. All the different kinds of warfare have their source in the controversy between the divine will and the satanic will. At a particular time, God created man and endowed him with a human will that was free. It is because of God's greatness that he gave man a free will. A great person will never compel anyone to follow him. By giving man a free will, God was indicating that he would not force man to obey him. In his greatness, God gave man freedom of choice. In Genesis 2, we see that man was free to exercise his will to eat either of the tree of life or of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the garden, there was a triangular situation with the tree of life representing the divine will, the tree of knowledge representing the satanic will, and Adam representing the human will. Actually, the tree of life denotes God himself, and the tree of knowledge denotes Satan. Therefore, there were three persons, God, Satan, and man, each one with a will. Although there were three wills, the controversy involved just two parties, God and Satan. The crucial issue was whether man would choose the divine will or the satanic will. If the human will stood with the divine will, then God's will would be accomplished. But if the human will took sides with the satanic will, Satan's will would be carried out, at least temporarily. As we all know, the human will took sides with the satanic will. This means that man chose to follow Satan and sided with the satanic will. Therefore, Satan was victorious temporarily. However, through repentance, man can turn from the satanic will to the divine will, from Satan's side to God's side. The first commandment in the gospel is to repent. The next two commandments are to believe and to be baptized. Any sinner who desires to be saved must obey these three commandments. He must repent to God, believe in the Lord Jesus, and be baptized in water. To repent is to have a turn from the satanic will to the divine will. The Bible says that we must repent for the kingdom. The kingdom of God is actually the exercise of the divine will. When sinners repent for the kingdom of God, they turn from the side of Satan to the side of God, which is the kingdom of God, the will of God. After a person turns from the satanic will to the divine will, he must believe in the Lord Jesus and be baptized. Through baptism, he is brought out of the authority of darkness, the satanic will, and transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Our walk is for the fulfillment of God's purpose. Our living is for the satisfaction of Christ, and our fighting is for the defeat of the enemy.